You're listening to Vatican Radio. An ecumenical milestone was marked in the Vatican on Monday as a traditional Anglican choral evensong was celebrated for the first time in St. Peter's Basilica. Cardinal Angelo Comastri, Archpriest of St. Peter's Basilica, gave permission for the historic event during meetings with Archbishop David Moxon, director of the Anglican Centre in Rome. The renowned choir of Merton College, Oxford, came to sing music written at the time of the Reformation, as well as more contemporary compositions and well-loved Anglican hymns. This celebration marks another important step in the deepening of relationships between Anglicans and Catholics. It comes just 2 weeks after Pope Francis's visit to the Anglican parish church of All Saints, and just 5 months after the Pope and the Archbishop of Canterbury celebrated Vespers together at the Rome Basilica of St. Gregory on the Caelian Hill. Anglican and Catholic bishops and clergy gathered together at the altar below Bernini's great bronze sculpture holding the chair of St. Peter. Archbishop David Moxon presided at the liturgy, celebrated with ancient words and music, recalling the days of the English Renaissance. Significantly, the celebration took place the day after the church traditionally marked the feast of St. Gregory the Great. It was he who sent Augustine, prior of a Benedictine monastery in Rome, to evangelize the English in the year 597. And it was he whom English Catholic Archbishop Arthur Roach, secretary of the Vatican's Congregation for Divine Worship and the Sacraments, recalled in his sermon, highlighting Pope Gregory's humility, his missionary zeal and his courage in the face of many difficulties.
I think he was a very courageous man in his own time, and I think that speaks to us still here today, that despite the difficulties, and there were very many difficulties for him in his own age, that despite the difficulties of our time, that to be outgoing, outward going, just as Pope Francis has been saying, and indeed Archbishop Welby, to proclaim the gospel with joy, and not to be depressed or to be downtrodden by modern trends or specific things that happen in our society and within our culture, but to brave that in the way that the apostles braved a very difficult situation in their time, which St. Augustine braved in his time, and which we're being called to do the same in our own day.
The celebration ended with a procession to the tomb of St. Gregory with prayers for the whole Christian Church and for wisdom for its leaders, a fitting conclusion for this significant ecumenical milestone, which took place on the fourth anniversary of Pope Francis's election. Among the Anglican leaders present was Bishop David Hamid of the Anglican Diocese in Europe.
This is building on what I think popes and archbishops have been saying for a number of years now, and the IARCUM Commission is taking up, that we can at least pray together. And this is the common prayer, the daily prayer of the Church is something which unites us. It goes back to our common Benedictine roots, and as was pointed out in the sermon today, we in the English Church owe much to the Benedictine mission sent by Pope Gregory. So to come today to sing in our liturgical tradition, inherited from the Benedictines, and then to go to the tomb of St. Gregory himself and say the final prayers was a very significant and very moving ecumenical moment.
What does it feel like for you as an Anglican bishop for the first time celebrating here below that great chair of St. Peter?
It's something that I would never have imagined 5 years ago, and certainly not 10 years ago. So it's a wonderful opening. I think that we are very grateful to the closeness that is becoming evident in our two traditions, which is enabling this kind of prayer. On the other hand, it also felt very natural to be in the house of God, in this great and holy place over the tomb of Peter, and to be praying together the evening office.
I'm Philippa Hitchin.